You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Sergeant Kevin Rodd, Michigan State Police, with the 122nd Trooper Recruitment School. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ma'am.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm on your website right now at Michigan State Police looking at the blog. Why is it Lucky Week 7 for the recruits?
Well, they've starting to face some new challenges. You know, the program is well underway now, and they have progressed quite well, and so they've faced some new challenges with some submerged vehicle training to start off the week as of yesterday on the first day with Monday.
Well, we're about, if I'm accurate, we're about halfway. About halfway through the recruit school. How do you feel it's going?
I feel it's progressed well. We're in week 7 of the 20-week program, and the recruits are where they should be at this point in the ball game.
Well, clearly my math was bad then when someone told me it was halfway through, so I apologize and I appreciate the correction. How many recruits do you have in the school at this point?
We have 36 recruits as of current. We started the program with 38. And we had two that decided for whatever reason that it just was not for them, so they decided to resign.
Is that kind of typical, maybe not the numbers, but a couple of, you know, of the recruits may get into it and realize this just isn't a good fit even at this point?
Yes, it is typical. We see that on a regular occurrence, usually towards the beginning of the school and as the school progresses. Some to get to a point where, yes, they do decide that this decision that they've made is not for them, and they decide to move on to something else.
What are the state police looking for in a recruit? And I know that's kind of a broad question, but kind of basics. What is the type of person you're looking for that you find is successful in this career?
We look for somebody that is, well, self-disciplined. We look for somebody that has some leadership qualities, that is willing to step into a leadership role, because that's what a trooper is eventually going to do. Once they graduate and get out on the road, they respond to a call, they're going to be expected to step into a leadership role at the scene, whatever it may be, and take charge and come to a resolution and resolve whatever the situation may be.
And the training, when we talked before, and it has been a few weeks, it was just as the school was preparing to start. The training is so important because this is the actual training. And when they're done here, certainly there's always training for officers, but they're ready to go. They're ready to be assigned to post after the recruitment school.
Well, they are assigned to post, but the training still continues for them. Our role at the academy is to develop a basically trained probationary trooper. And once they graduate, they are assigned to a post, but the training continues for several months after the fact, where they're assigned to a field training officer and evaluated every day for that period. So they still are learning through that process as well.
Oh, certainly. How many applicants were there to the program for this recruitment school, the 122nd recruitment school?
I want to say we had around 700 or 800 applicants, and it was narrowed down from there.
So you're getting a hold of the best of the best
We are getting some good quality individuals that are coming in through the doors of the academy.
You teach defensive tactics, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And how have is that part of everyday training, or is your section coming up or already happened?
We have been teaching all along. We usually have defensive tactics every other day. They are broken up into squads during their afternoon classes, where they receive either defensive tactics, some patrol techniques, first aid training, and we've recently started some water safety training as well, where they're into some smaller squads for two-hour blocks in the afternoon, rotating around amongst those classes.
When you talk to the the folks in the Trooper Recruitment School, what are the things that you hear surprise them the most about what they're going through every single day?
A lot of them are faced with challenges both academically and physically. We push them to a point where many of them have never been pushed before. Most folks will work to a point where they're fatigued and not work through that or work past that. And we try to get them to that point and show them that they are capable of working through that and doing much more than they think that is possible.
And surprises for you, sir?
Surprises for me is seeing them work through that and realize their potential and that they're capable of doing a lot more than they initially expected.
Well, I would love to check back in with you a few more weeks in and see how we're doing. I'm looking at the pictures again online. So you're in the pool in cars. I mean, that's terrifying for me to even look at, much less imagine hopping in.
Yes, it is a very challenging portion of the course with the submerged vehicle training that they had gone through yesterday.
Well, I appreciate, again, I appreciate taking the time. I've actually been, my older daughter went through some training at State Police Headquarters, so I have been out there and seen the pool, and it's all very intimidating. So, hats off to what you're doing and to what the recruits are doing, and so they're going to be ready to help us all out in the state of Michigan. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Sergeant Kevin Rodd with the Michigan State Police Trooper Recruitment School. If you have a few minutes, hop on the Michigan State Police website and take a look. There's a blog up showing pictures of the Trooper Recruitment School. So the next time you're on the road and you see these folks, maybe you'll look at them differently when you see what it is that they have gone through. So pretty impressive and pretty amazing the training that they're going through, trying to get ready to be on our highways. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. A great interview with Romeo and Juliet. Yep, Romeo and Juliet, who are going to be at the Wharton Center, coming up after this.